Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live from Hopper Woods, Michigan, each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock p.m. until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, now tonight, I am so excited. I have a young man standing by. He has been truly anointed by God to sing God's praises for God's glory. And I am speaking of none other than Brother E.J. Field. He comes from Shreveport, Louisiana. I had a chance to meet him in Chicago when we was at the Gospel Music Workshop. He did an awesome job there in that ministry. So I asked him to be my guest on tonight. He agreed to be my special guest, and he's on the line standing by right now. So we will have them come forth very shortly, but we also have Deacon Marvin Cox standing by. He's going to share with us another poem and another word from the Lord on tonight after we conclude with Brother E.J. Field from Louisiana on tonight. But we always go to God in prayer first, and that's what we're going to do right now, because I know my special guest have he's on another assignment, so we want to go ahead and let him minister to us, so that he can be free to go ahead and do what else he needs to do for tonight to continue to give God glory. We're going to go to God in prayer as we always do. I'm asking all listeners, if you will please pray with me, because we do serve an awesome God who can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. What a mighty God we serve. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come as your children once again to you, approaching your throne of grace and mercy, realizing and knowing that you are God all by yourself. You have and hold all power in heaven and in earth is in your hands. We come give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are, because you're truly worthy to be praised. We thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. We bless your name. And, Father, we come now in the name of Jesus, asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, my special guest, Brother E.J. Field, also Deacon Marvin Cox and their families, and every saved believer all over the land that's doing your work and being faithful doers of your word and not just hearers only, that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain. Heavenly Father, we come now in the name of Jesus, lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted. We continue to lift up Sister Essie Chitt of Greensboro, North Carolina, who's still hospitalized after suffering a stroke. We lift up that young man, the football player. I don't remember his last name, but you know who he is. And he suffered a minor heart defect on the football field the other day. We continue to lift him up in prayer and his entire family, even all of his teammates and coaches. We lift them up and lift them all up in prayer that you will continue to touch and strengthen his body, that he will have a full recovery, that he will be able to give you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Not only for them, but all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. We don't have to send you anywhere because we know that you're already there. So touch, heal, and deliver and strengthen your people as only you can for your glory in the name of Jesus. And now, Father, we also lift up all those that have bereaved on tonight. Continue to comfort and strengthen their hearts. Let them feel your peace, your joy, your strength, your presence, even during the hour of bereavement. Let them always remember to look to the hills from which cometh their help. And that they need to also remember that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal in the name of Jesus. So now, Lord, we pray that you would help us on this line tonight, that we may decrease so that you may increase in each one of us. For your glory is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Have your way on tonight over this worldwide platform. We thank you for every listener that faithfully dials in to this ministry platform, even those that are listening in through social media platforms around the world. Continue to bless them all and grant them all the desires of their hearts that will give you glory, honor, and praise is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. All the people of God said amen. Well, as usual, we do have another spiritual proof of thought. And tonight it comes to us saying, don't let the shadow of your past darken the doorstep of your future. Forgive and let go. Once again, this spiritual proof for thought is for someone on tonight. It may be for you. It may be for anyone that's listening. Don't let the shadow of your past darken the doorstep of your future. Forgive and let go. I do welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. You can always email me at all lowercase, james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. And please take note that I do not own the copyrights to any music or songs played on this worldwide ministry platform. For those of you that will be staying on the line after my first guest has finished to receive this word from Deacon Marvin Cox, please get your Bibles, your pens, and paper ready so you can follow along as he gets ready to deliver another word from the Lord. But right now, I am going to go to my guest on tonight. Again, this is a young man that I met in Chicago during the gospel music workshop. He is from Shreveport, Louisiana. This young man is anointed to sing God's praises. He is a member of the Lake Bethlehem Baptist Church, also in Shreveport, Louisiana, where his pastor is none other than Pastor Dennis. He may give us the right first and last name, but I think it's Pastor Dennis Sr. I may be wrong, but he will correct me. Brother Fields, I just want to say to you, I know you have a busy schedule. I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to be my special guest on tonight on this worldwide platform. If you don't mind, would you please, did I get your pastor's name first, correct first?
His name is Dennis R. Everett. Yeah, you got the Dennis right. Yeah, Dennis R. Everett Sr.
Oh, okay. Okay. Thank you so much. I knew there was something missing. But while I have you, again, I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule, and I thank God for allowing our path to cross in Chicago. If you don't mind, would you please share with me and the worldwide listeners, would you share with us a testimony first before you go into your song?
Okay, well, first I want to say I'm grateful to be online with you. Thank you for allowing me to have this opportunity to share with the world. So I'm grateful for that, and I want to thank you for that before I start. So testimony. Testimony is I wasn't going to sing gospel. I was going to sing R&B because I grew up singing in a top 40 band with my uncle. traveling the world. So I was going to sing R&B. And when God called me to sing gospel, which I love gospel, I always love gospel, but I was already singing R&B, traveling the world. When God called me to gospel, it kind of shifted my life. Not that I was doing a lot of things so bad, but when you're traveling, singing R&B music, it's different than traveling from church to church. You know, you have to act different. You got to do stuff different. And so it shifted my life. So I had to learn how to carry the anointing that he gave me on my life. So I learned how to just sit and wait and listen and learn from the Lord on what to do in different situations with this gospel industry and with this my whole gospel career. So I'm grateful that he changed my life for the better, because I wouldn't choose to sing anything else other than gospel now. I love Jesus Christ. I love what he means to me. Worship saved my life. If I would never gotten in tune with God and learned how much he loved me, then I probably, I don't know where I would be. So worship did save my life. So I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for God choosing me in spite of all the things I've done that was not pleasing to his eyesight. And so I'm grateful that God still trusts me to hold his word to deliver to his people. And I honor him every day for that. And I give him glory for that. And I'm grateful. And I'm humbled by it, because he can choose, as you know, he can choose anybody. So many artists in the world, he can choose anybody to spread his word and his ministry to his people. But I'm glad that he took me from a place and brought me to his side. And now he is allowing me to flourish by giving the message. Now, it's so much different than R&B, because R&B, you go off of emotions, you go off of how I feel, but in gospel, you go off of the anointing, which is something real, something tangible, something you can see, something you can touch. You see what I'm saying? And so I am grateful to know God how I know God now. I'm grateful that he called me to this side, and I will never stop blessing him. I will never stop praising him as long as I live. He deserves it all from me.
Yes. I agree wholeheartedly, and I feel the same way. I did not just want to say to you that was a powerful testimony. Someone else around the world needed to hear that, because this ministry is even heard in prisons all over the United States. So someone that's incarcerated behind prison bars that may be soon to be released from prison, or if they are serving a lifetime in prison, God can still use them behind prison bars to give him glory, honor, and praise. So that's yes, exactly. So that's why I always ask my first-time guests to share a testimony, because we serve the same God, and he have no respect to our persons. So like he blessed you to see where you was and how he allowed you to hear his word and to be able to receive his word and come and give your life to Jesus Christ, and now you're serving God faithfully through ministry of song and singing. You're giving God glory, honor, and praise, and your living is not in vain. So we thank God for you for sharing that testimony. Someone needs to hear that, because they need to know that just like God did it for you, he's the same God. He has no respect for a person. He can do the same thing for them. So that being said, I want to say thank you for sharing that powerful testimony. What is the title of your song that you're going to do for us on tonight? And then once you finish with your song, if you could please share, just go ahead and do your song first, and then stay on the line, because I want you to be able to give the listeners your contact information.
Okay. The song I'm about to sing now for you all is called Make It All Right. It is on the radio. It's currently number 55 on the charts. It's moved up a minute, so we're still pushing, and we're still pushing it up the market. So it's 55 right now on the gospel airplay charts, on the Billboard charts, and we're still climbing. So it's called Make It All Right. I'm going to sing it, a little bit of it for you. It goes: I can tell you all about me, whether I'm up, down, sad, or happy. But everything God makes, he makes it well. So I won't hide its greatness inside of myself. I'll tell it to all. What's bound, but now I'm free. His love has rescued me, and he'll make everything all right for me, all right. He'll make it all right. Yes, he will, all right. He'll make it all right, make it all right. Verse 2. Oh, the valley's gonna live in my truth. Oh, you may need them just as bad as I do. Oh, no confrontation or condemnation for me. My heart's desire is that you truly believe. I tell it to all. Was bound, but now I'm free. His love has rescued me, and he'll make everything right for me. All right. He'll make it all right. Make it all right. Yeah. All right. He'll make it all right. Make it all right.
Wow. Praise the Lord. Yes, he will. And if you are a true believer, and if you've been walking with the Lord any amount of time, you know that he is a promise keeper. He will make it all right. It may not be
yes,
in our timing, but it's always going to be, it's going to be in his timing. So we have to trust his process and realize by faith that God, as long as we continue to hold on to our faith, that he will make it all right. So we thank you, Brother Fields, for sharing that testimony, that powerful testimony with me and the listeners that have dialed in, those that are listening through social media platforms around the world on tonight. We thank you for sharing this powerful song. You have truly been blessed and anointed to sing God's praises. So you keep on being the vessel that God is going to use to minister to people through your music and through your singing. And you haven't seen nothing yet as long as you continue to stay faithful to God. So right now, I want you to share with me and the listeners, how can they get your music? How can they contact you if someone wants to reach out to you?
Hey, you can get my music on all digital platforms, which is Apple Music, what they got, Google Music, Tidal, any one of those, anything you can find, just type in EJ Fields, Make It All Right, and it should pop right up. My social media, you should follow me on the EJ Fields Jr. on all of my social platforms. So that's on TikTok, that's on Facebook, that's on Instagram, all of that. So the EJ Fields, T-H-E, EJ Fields Jr. And you can follow me on everything. Keep up with me. We're doing some great things. As this song is climbing, we're going to be shooting some videos and doing a lot of stuff. I'm out here in Lafayette at the moment about to sing at the Sound Awards. So stay tuned with me. And then stay with your boy. It's going to happen. I'm telling you, it's going to happen. And I'm going to be sharing some powerful things about God and the other part of my testimony on my page and things like that. So for people that need to know if they can hear the voice of God or not, the difference between his voice and the still voice or what you hear. Just stay tuned with
all
me,
right.
And I'm going to teach you and learn you all that.
All right. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much. But remember, all of my shows are kept in archives, so anyone that did not get a chance to hear you in Louisiana, your church members or your friends or coworkers, you can always give them my website, and they can always go to it and pull it up and listen to you.
That's
live
what I'll do.
On the show tonight. And also, I'm going to open up the phone lines real quick for anyone that may want to give you words of encouragement, then I'm going to release you and let you go. Right now, the phone lines are open right now for you that have dialed in. We know that a lot of people do dial in and they don't say anything, but we thank God for you as well. So for anyone that may want to have words of encouragement for this young man, the phone lines are open right now. Anyone?
Yeah, this is Deacon Cox. God will make it all right. That's all I got to say.
Praise the Lord, Deacon Marvin Cox. Stand by.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Anyone else? Praise the Lord. Anyone else? I know Sister Cheryl Dawson's on the line, but she cannot speak because she's still having issues with her voice. We thank God for you for dialing in. I know she was grateful and she received your testimony as well as she was blessed by your song, Brother E.J. Fields. So I say to you on tonight, you continue to work in the kingdom of God. And again, you haven't seen nothing yet. The best for you is still yet to come. So now you can, I'm going to release you right now so you can go ahead and do what else that you need to do. And thank you once again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be my special guest on tonight. And so please let your church family know and your pastor know. That's Pastor Everett, Dennis Everett Sr. Please let them know that you was on the show tonight. And they can always go to the website and pull it up and be blessed by it.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for having me. And I will. I'll let everybody tune in tomorrow. I'm going to post it tomorrow and let everybody tune in.
Excellent. Sounds like a fun. Do me a favor. Message me a picture of you so I can put it on my Facebook page and I will share it with you too.
Okay. I'll do that.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you so much. God bless you.
All right. Thank you so much. See y'all.
God bless. All right. Take care. All right, for you listeners that are still standing by, we have Deacon Marvin Cox ready to deliver God's word. I pray and hope that you all have your Bibles, your pens and paper ready to follow along. He's going to share with us another inspirational poem first, and then he's going to go directly into God's word. And if by means that he have to go over with this message from tonight, because we're going to be led by the Spirit as we always do, if the Lord has given him more than the time allotted for him on tonight, then we will just do part two on this coming Saturday, if that be the case. So right now, Deacon Marvin Cox, I now yield the mic to you.
Thank you, Brother Brown. Did you have any announcements to make before I get started?
No, go right ahead.
Okay. Once again, I thank the Lord for this opportunity. Thank the Lord for blessing me with Brother Fields' song. And sometimes, you know, we kind of get frustrated, but God will make it all right.
Now, yes, he will.
The poem that I have tonight is Mix It With Love. Mix it with love, whatever you do, it will benefit others as well as you. Mix it with love and reconcile. Don't get off the bus, travel the last mile. Love is steady, love is for sure. Love won't leave you, but it will help you endure. Love brings happiness to those it embraces. Love will forgive you, it shows mercy and grace. Mix it with love, don't hold back. If you give your last dollar, Jesus has your slack. Mix it with love, be patient and kind. Love is the best friend that you will ever find. Mix it with love, do it from your heart. You'll receive blessings. Okay, hold on, I'm sorry. Mix it with love, do it from your heart, and you and the Lord would never be apart. You'll receive blessings from heaven above if in all things that you do, you mix it with love. Amen. I'm going to immediately go into tonight's lesson because of the shortness of time. And tonight's lesson, I'll be reading to you from the book of 1 Corinthians, verses 1 through 7, and it reads, "If I speak in tongues of men or of angels, but do not have love, I'm only a resounding gong or a clanking cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and knowledge, if I have a faith that can move mountains but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardship that I may boast, but do not have love, I am nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. I just read unto you from the King James Version of the Bible, 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, verses 1 through 7. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, the hearing, the doing of his word and his will, and may edify our souls forever. If I choose a topic tonight, that topic would be useless without love. We know that love is the main ingredient of everything that we do. And what I'm going to do tonight is in a teaching mode. I'll be going over each verse, verses 1 through 7, verse by verse. If I speak in tongues of men or angels but do not have love, I'm only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. Now, I thought about something. I was saying to myself about how people have the gift of tongues. And, well, I'm just going to put it out there. In the first verse, I don't know whether he was or not, but I believe Paul was talking about the preachers. I think he started up in the pulpit. He was saying that if you do not have love, and it applies to others as well, said, if I speak in tongues of men or of angels, but do not have love, I am only a resounding gong or a clinging cymbal. So in other words, if James Brown, not the host of the show, but the singer James Brown, if he would be here, he would say that they basically talking loud and saying nothing. If you don't put love, and by the way, Brother Brown, happy birthday.
Thank you.
And so it's a lot of people who have obtained a high position. And they have positions of authority. And in these positions of authority, they don't have love. They don't have love for their employees. They don't have love for their staff. And that's why you have people like, I know he's a fictional character. You got a whole lot of Ebenezer Scrooges going around here because they don't have love. And see, it's good that they're able to do these things, but it's useless. The things that they're doing is useless without love. Now, I want to give you a definition of useless. Useless is not fulfilling, or not expected to achieve the intended purpose or desired outcome. So this is telling me and telling us that these philanthropists may give $1 million to an endowment fund or $1 million to this, but it's not achieving the purpose, because a lot of times you can give out of your abundance, just like the men did. But that lady that gave, see, they gave out of their abundance, and she gave out of her need. And so once you give out of your need, you're giving because you love. If you got an extra coat, and you give it to somebody, or you got several coats and you give one to somebody, you cannot wear those several coats at the same time. So, but then a person only got one coat, and they say, I'm going to give that to somebody, and they go out and buy themselves another coat, or either buy that person a coat, then that's love right there, to see that your brother or your sister is in need. Now, I heard many people say that this particular individual, whether it's female or whether it's male, they are so good that they will give you the shirt off of their back. Now, that's love right there, to be able to take what is yours and give to somebody and give it to them out of love. Other than that, my Bible tells me that you're not supposed to broadcast your charity. You're not supposed to do things that men may think well of you. So we know that in verse number 1, it is specifically telling us that you may have these gifts, you may be a great speaker, but if you don't have love, your resounding gong or a clanging cymbal, as I was saying, like James Brown would say, you're talking loud and you're saying nothing. If I have the gift of prophecy and confess all things, all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, but do not have love, once again, I am nothing. Well, what is this verse telling me, Deacon? It's telling me that you could be the possessor of many spiritual gifts, but if you don't have love in your heart, then it's useless, because the people want to be encouraged. You may have these gifts, and you may implement these gifts, but if you don't do this with love, we have to show compassion. We have to be able to go forth in such a way that we feel the love that is coming forth out of these individuals. If I have the faith that can move mountains, but not have love, I have nothing. Useless. If I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardship that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. See, there's one word in there that stands out, and that word is boast. So I'm not giving out of love. I'm giving out of, I want some type of publicity, some type of publicity to, so that men can think well of me. Now, if I give it out of love, if I make these sacrifices out of love, and I give all that I have to the poor, nobody is supposed to know about that except for me and the poor. That's why it says, when you cast your alms, do it in secret, and your Father will reward you openly. And this particular scripture, and that's over there in Matthew, you could Google it up, but this scripture, it brings to my mind that sometimes people will get carried away. They will go for the wild card. They will do things in order, as I said earlier, to make men think well of them, to get on somebody's good side. But we're not supposed to cast our arms. We're not supposed to do things to boast. Arms, that's A-L-M, not A-I-M. And that's for those that don't, you know, that it's just not first-time listeners. So we have to be careful. If I give it all these things up just to say I did this or I did that, let us say it brings to my mind how the widow may need some assistance. Her lights may have just been turned off, and somebody in the church, a benefactor, will broadcast it. Yeah, Sister So-and-so needed their lights turned on, and I did it. She'll know that that wasn't God working. That was you trying to get some attention. So we have to be careful. She might have too much pride to bring something like that before the church. But if you was to go and pay it and say, Sister So-and-so, I took care of that, or do it anonymously. She don't even have to know you did it, but most of the time we want people to recognize that when they did something good. So it's all right to let her know I'm going to take care of that for you. Okay? Now, I'm useless. I gain nothing. Now, we're going to go over to, and see, a lot of times people associate useless with worthless. They're two different things. They connected way down the line, but worthless is not to have any value. But see, these things, they have value, doing for others, being a philanthropist, making no sacrifice. Those things, to some people, they priceless, but they worthless to God, useless to God. Why? Because you didn't mix it with love. Now, the next verse, verse number 4, tells us something about love. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. So love is just like that old comfortable couch that you sit on. It's extremely comfortable. It's patient. Love will labor with you during your times of distress. Love will be kind to you even when it disagrees. It does not envy. It has no reason to. It does not boast. As I say, love does not draw attention to itself. It is not proud. Just imagine if love was proud, and the way some of us act, the way some of us respond to love. Love would have been took a vacation. It is not proud. Love, you know, it's kind of hard to hurt love's feelings, but you can hurt people's feelings. Why? Because they're not mixing it, or you're not mixing it with love. So we have to continue on this journey. Number 5, it does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Okay. Love does not dishonor others. What does that mean to me? What does it mean to you? It means that love is not going to go out there and be disrespectful or go out there. I say love is not going to slander your name. And the reason I say that, because love don't have to slander your name. You will slander your own name. It is not self-seeking. Love is not out there looking for publicity like those other people were doing. Like that person that gave his last and then boasted about it. It is not easily angered. That goes back to love being patient. Love laboring with you also. Love being understanding. Because without these things, sometimes we get into a useless state of mind. There's no benefit to those that is around us. Okay, now we're going to, it keeps no record of things. You know how sometimes somebody do it wrong and we never, ever, 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 ever let them live it down. We browbeat them until the day we die. Yeah, I remember you did this and I remember you did that. But see, love does not do that. Because why? It's one word that love would throw at you. Love is forgiving. So if I keep no record of wrong, the minute I forgive you or the minute you forgive me, you threw it into the sea of forgetfulness to rise against me no more. So we have to keep that in mind. Because, see, without these things, it's useless. Without me having a forgiving heart, it's useless. Without me mixing it with love, it's useless. Okay? Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. Now, we got to think about that for a minute. When you do something wrong, love does not celebrate. It does not throw a party because it takes no delight in evil. Love truly, truly, truly dislikes evil. But rejoices with the truth. So, if you tell me about my wrongdoing, and I got a frown on my face, you got to question whether I'm truly about love. Because I'm supposed to tell you, when you tell me about my wrongdoing and I know that I done wrong, I'm supposed to say, thank you, Brother Brown. I really appreciate that. I was not aware that I was that obvious in my wrongdoing, but I'm going to do what I can to correct it. I might not be able to correct it at that particular time, but he planted a seed. Whenever you tell somebody something and they frown up, that ain't no love right there. That's hatred. So we're supposed to win our brother, because the Bible says when your brother is wrong, tell him of it. Give him some corrective words so that he won't continue, because see, he's on a destination to hell. So we have to be able to decipher, got to be able to tell when a brother or sister receive. But whether they, whatever kind of expression they got on their face, love will tell you anyway. Because love knows that without it telling you, it's useless. If you love somebody and you see them doing wrong and you don't tell them about it, how could you love me when you know that I'm breaking into houses around here and you don't say nothing about it? Because today's society, when you don't say or don't correct somebody about their wrongdoing, they think that you condone it. They think that you're going along with it. But if you tell them, that's wrong. At the end of the day, what you're doing is wrong. So we have to keep in mind that love despises evil. Love will not allow you to see somebody doing wrong and you don't get the word to them. You might just see them wrong, doing wrong and not able to tell them at that particular time. But you can get word to them some kind of way, say, hey, I seen what you did and that wasn't right. That's all you got to do. Now, this is the part I like. It always protects. Love is going to stand up for you. It always trusts. It always hopes. It always perseveres. So as we go through this lesson, there's a lot of things that we need to show up on. We need to learn how to have more hope that my drug-addicted son will come back home. Got to trust that Jesus will protect him while he's out there doing something. Always persevere to hang on in there, to do and be patient and just wait on the Lord. Now, I'm going to move on to something else right now because I'm going to finish the seven verses. But a marriage without love is useless. I know people get married for many, many different reasons. But if love is not the main ingredient and the foundation of your love, you're not going to be successful at your marriage. A job without love is useless. Why? Because you're unhappy being there. And I know it's a lot of people out there that hate their job, but it's paying the bills. But just think of, because see, if you do something you love, you practically do it for free. You can't do it for free nowadays because you need to pay your bills.
Well,
but if you do something that you love, you will rejoice in it. You will look forward to it. But there's a lot of people right now that's dreading going to work in the morning. Why? Because they don't love their job. And I guarantee you, there's more people out there that hate their job than that really love their job. They don't like the people in their job. They don't like certain things about their job. But if you love your job, it's useless. And we know useless means not fulfilling or not expected to exceed or not expected to accomplish. Useless is not worthless. But useless is telling us that it's not expected to achieve. Now, there's some people that's worked on their job for a long time and retired from their job, but they would tell you now, man, I hated that job. Oh, girl, I hated that job. Why? Because I didn't love it. I didn't have, it was not, as I said, it wasn't useless. It was not worthless either. I mean, it was useless, but it was not worthless because it provided them with a good occupation. It provided them with a means to take care of their family. So we're going to move right along. A relationship is not good without love. Being a parent is useless, not worthless, because you're playing a very important part into the development of your children. But if you love your children like the way that Jesus loved us and loves us, we wouldn't complain so much about our kids. Jesus didn't complain. He just told us what we needed to be told.
Mm.
But the majority of the people I know on the job, in church, on the bus, in the doctor's office, their favorite topic is their children. So we have to be able to mix it with love, sprinkle a little bit of love in there, because love perseveres, love is patient, love is kind, love is all of these things that we need in order to endure, in order to sustain a normal life. Because we can't get through a day without showing some type of love, but I'm talking about a constant love. I'm talking about a love that supersedes all understanding. So, my brothers and my sisters, whatever you do, mix it with love.
Oh, yeah.
I guarantee you that if you mix it with love, it'll make a whole lot of things a whole lot better. Because we do things out of obligation or because we have to. But see, one day, I think I already did a lesson on not because I have to, but because I want to. And see, love will volunteer. Love will see the need and meet the need and sometimes exceed the need. Whereas other situations, they won't be acknowledged. So mix it with love, because it's useless without love. So,
mm-hmm.
Brother, I think I'm going to come up with another topic for Saturday, because the Lord just gave me this. I now turn over the remaining part of the Lord's services back over to you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And you know what? This is a powerful lesson on tonight, because people need to know, even people that are in the body of Christ, some Christians need to remember that God is not like man at all. He searches our hearts. He know that whatever we're doing, he know that if we're doing it out of love, he know if we are doing it out of with hidden motives or agendas. So you can fool man sometimes, but you can't fool Christians all the time. Even those that, especially those that have a discerning spirit, the Lord will allow them through His Holy Spirit to pick up on if you mean what you say or doing, if it's really out of love from your heart or not. Because when you do something from love and out of love for someone, you don't throw it back in their face every time you get a chance to. So if you do that, that means it was not out of love. So that was a powerful lesson on tonight for us, the listeners on tonight, Deacon Marvin Cox. Thank you for that word on tonight. We have some people that are on the line tonight. I'm going to open up the phone line. I know that Sister Tara Doss is on the line again. She's from Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church. She's still having problems with her voice. I don't know if she's going to try to say anything tonight or not. We want to continue to lift up Sister Mother Essie Tutt in Greensboro, North Carolina. We want to continue to lift her up in prayer. Right now, the phone lines are open. Oh, by the way, Sister Gwen Walker is not on the line tonight. She is out of town at her godson's wedding. So that's why she is not on the line tonight. She is in Dallas, Texas on tonight. So we want to keep Sister Gwen Walker, one of our faithful listeners, we want to keep her lifted up in prayer that she would have safe travels back home to Michigan upon the completion of her godson's wedding in Dallas, Texas. That's why she is not on the line tonight. But once again, the phone lines are open for anyone that may have comments for Deacon Marvin Cox pertaining to tonight's message. If you do, your lines are open now.
Yes. Well, that message tonight, that was the truth. I really enjoyed that message tonight.
Thank you.
And happy birthday, cuz.
All right. Thank you so much, Cuz. Thank you. I received that. Thank you so much. By the way, do you know if Aunt Essie is out of the hospital or is she in rehab or what's the situation with her right now?
She's at the hospital, but she's in rehab.
Okay, praise the Lord for that.
She don't know how long she got to be in there, but the hospital yesterday at 4, and they carried her straight to rehab.
Okay, that's the main thing.
So
she's where she needs to be.
Yes, I talked to her today.
Okay, good.
She told me that she was doing okay.
Praise the Lord for that. That's a praise report right there. So we want to thank God that she is now in rehab and so that she's in the right place, that she can get the right help that she needs to recover and recuperate and get back to where God wants her to be so that she can continue to keep her faith and trust in God. And no matter where she is, we know that God is still in total control of her life. So we just thank God she's out of the hospital, and now she's in rehab. So thank God for that report. Sister Mary Ann, thank you so much. Anyone else?
You're welcome.
The phone lines are still open. You're welcome. Thank you. Anyone else?
Well, I want to say happy birthday to you, first of all. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And I want to say the young gentleman you had on that head earlier on, that was confirmation. But I want to tell Deacon Cox, you are just a confirmation seal. That's what you are. I want to encourage you to keep on keeping on because Brother Brown and I had a conversation earlier about the same topic that you were talking
mm-hmm.
about. So I know
he
that's
no
God.
Amen.
So bless you.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for those words of encouragement, Sister Tara. And just like you said, you and I had a conversation on the phone earlier today. DJ Marvin Cox had no idea of what we talked about. So
no
we know that that's nobody but the Holy Spirit. That's how the Lord works. He always confirms his word. Through somebody,
yes.
He's going to confirm his word that he's going to be even more glorified. So thank you for that confirmation to Deacon Marvin Cox, Sister Cheryl Dawn, and know that we're still lifting you up in prayer. And your voice is going to come back full, and it's going to come back stronger than ever before. We decree and declare
glory
that by faith.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
And I thank God for the prayers report for your aunt.
Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. We're just going to keep her lifted up in prayer. Sister Mother Essie Tut, we want to definitely keep her in Greensboro, North Carolina. We definitely want to keep her lifted up in prayer. We want to also keep our cousin Mary Ann, who's on the line, keep her also lifted up in prayer. And we thank God for Pastor Norman King, who is on the line now. I know he'd be so busy running around doing things, but we just thank God for him taking time out to come on the line. Even though he may not say anything, we thank God that he's on the line tonight. Thank God for cousin Pastor Norman King on tonight.
All right, April.
Before we go off, hey, cuz, how you doing tonight?
I'm hanging in there.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much.
Hey, Coach James. Coach James.
What you say?
Can you hear me? Can you hear
yes,
me, Coach James?
Yes, I
okay,
can.
Okay, I want to say a happy birthday to you. And you're right.
You.
I've been running out, going about. And I want you to know I went to see AES. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, I went to see AES in rehab tonight. And how about before I left? He asked about you and the show.
Oh, praise
ain't that so?
All right. Amen. All right. Praise the Lord. That's a praise report.
Yes, he asked
right,
about you.
So
it's the very thing. He asked about you and the show.
Oh, wow. Tell her I said hello. When you get a chance to talk to her again, tell her we still listen to her in prayer.
And tell her that Deacon Cox said hello, too.
I will.
All right.
Oh, I appreciate that.
All right.
Yep.
All right, y'all. Thank you so much for the happy birthday wishes. And I do want to give a shout-out to my twin sister, Jeanette Jones, who was born first 12 minutes. She let everybody know in the world that she was born 12 minutes before me. She let that be known. But I thank God for her. She's a blessing to my life and to our family and to everyone that meets her. We thank God for her because I am the surprise baby. She came first, and back in those days, they didn't have the technology that they have now. So the doctors did not know that my mother was pregnant with two babies at the time. So Jeanette was born first. Then my mother was still having some complications and screaming and hollering. So the doctor went and checked again, and that's when they realized that there I was. So that's why they call me the surprise baby. So I just thank God for allowing me to be born because he had a purpose and still have a purpose for my life, and my living is not in vain. So I just give God the glory and honor and praise for that. Happy birthday. Jeanette Jones, my twin sister, she called me her womb mate. So we thank God for her. We're not going to do a closing song on tonight. I just want you all to know that we will be back on the air this coming Saturday night, January the 7th. Deacon Marvin Cox will be back on the line tonight on Saturday with another inspirational poem, and he has another word from the Lord on this coming Saturday, January the 7th. So if you're available, if you can, please tune in and hear another word from the Lord through Deacon Marvin Cox. So until then, continue to be blessed of the Lord and always encourage one another in God's word. And when we do it that way, we know we can't go wrong. So I thank God for each one of you. I love you. But most of all, know that God loves you even more. And just like the young man's song and his song and his testimony on tonight, he will make it all right. So until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.